Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, it is Foundation Friday, November 6th, 2020. Steve Cypress here with another in our multi-part series on the classic book, The Psychology of Winning by Dr. Dennis Waitley. We are on to 10 qualities of a total winner. Number 5, positive self-expectancy, I believe it is. I don't even remember the title of the chapter, because we started it last week and we're finishing it off this week. Positive self-expectancy. Yes, indeed. Where is it? Boom. Chapter 5, positive self-expectancy. So let's finish it up. Apologize. Lost my place. Turning the pages with one hand. Who's in charge of this thing anyway? There we go. All right. So, bottom line, mental obsessions have physical manifestations. I'm sure you've heard of that. You become what you fear. You get what you suspect. You are that which you expect to be. The power of the self-fulfilling prophecy is one of the most amazing phenomena of human nature. So the question is, what do you expect for yourself? Do you expect another one of those bad days, or another one of those good days? The winner in life believes in the self-fulfilling prophecy, so he keeps his or her momentum moving upward by always expecting a better job, more growth in a business, good health, financial gain, warm friendships, and success. The winner sees problems as opportunities to challenge ability and determination. And he gives a whole bunch of examples here. I'm sure you can come up with your own. It's nothing new that you haven't heard before, but it's always good to have a reminder. Positive self-expectancy is just as important in the home as it is for athletes on the field, salesmen on the showroom floor, secretaries in the office. There is enthusiasm of optimistic parents that becomes contagious in the home. So this works everywhere. The winning individual also knows that bad luck, in quotes, is attracted by negative thinking. And so the winner has an attitude of optimistic expectancy, which is the surest way to create an upward cycle and to attract the best of luck, in quotes, most of the time. And to finish it off, since all individuals are responsible for our own actions and cause our own effects, optimism is a choice. Achieving individuals, winners, are self-made, since our positive expectations make us what we are. People shy away from negative, pessimistic, unbelieving losers. They gravitate to positive, self-assured, optimistic winners. Optimism is like a forest fire. You can smell it for miles before you see it burning. Optimism is like flypaper. You can't help getting stuck to it. Everybody loves a winner. No one seems to swarm around a consistent loser. Optimism, enthusiasm, faith, hope. Each is a synonym for positive self-expectancy. What could a prisoner of war expect if not to go free? What can you expect for yourself in life if not to win? Expect to win. There is no time to lose. Positive self-expectancy. I hope you get it. I hope you keep it. And I hope it's contagious to everyone around you. That'll do it for Foundation Friday, November 6th, 2020. I'll be back here tomorrow on Social Media Saturday. Catch you then. Over and out. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making.